It's time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. It feels so good to be here. Sorry for the last couple of weeks. We've had some technical difficulties. I've missed being here, but I am back, and we have such a great show today. I'm really, really excited. Carson Kressley will be in the house. Anyway, it's a glorious, glorious day here in New York, and I was out for a wonderful walk this morning. Unseasonable temperatures, but gorgeous just the same. So anyway, today's show is about fashion, clothes, and your closets. You know, creating your own personal style is like building your own brand. The clothes you wear say a lot about your personality and your lifestyle, which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You want to express yourself in a way that is true about who you are. So to help you with that, I ask, is your closet busting with clothes that you hardly wear and don't even know you have? Do you wake up in the morning and have a hard time getting dressed? Or do you spend hours shopping for clothes and never buy anything? Well, if you've answered yes, yes, and yes, you've tuned in to a great show. As I said, Carson Kressley, celebrity stylist, television star, and author, will be in the house. It's all about fashion, style, knowing what you have in your closet, so you can look and feel fabulous. Anyway, I believe that your bedroom really is your sanctuary. It's the place where you retreat after a long day. Of all the rooms in the house, this one should be the most free of distractions. However, with clothing draped over your bed, dresser, and nightstand, and those shoes scattered about the floor, and the dirty laundry piled in a corner, the bedroom can and will accumulate its share of clutter. You know, we don't want that. Primary storage areas in the bedroom are the closet and the dresser drawers. By applying organizational strategies, you can stretch this bedroom storage by as much as 60%. So listen up. Attention. By answering a few of these questions. Do you tend to wear the same shirts, trousers, dresses, and skirts over and over? Honestly, I wear the same thing over and over. Well, I don't have an overabundance of clothes, so I wear all my favorites all the time, which is pretty much everything. Question number two, are your shoes piled on the floor of the closet, making it hard to find the matching pair? Hello out there. Do your drawers contain a jumble of clothes and accessories? Seen so much of that. And I see all of you, you're shaking your head. Yes. And you also are ready to make a change, and that's fabulous. So, one of the things you can do, you should all go to Amazon and download a copy of the Home Organizing Workbook, because not only do I refer to it all the time, but it's a great book. It's simple. It's easy. It's gorgeous. It's an ebook. You'll have it forever. Oh, and the photographs are beautiful. Now, one of the most common problems is that we don't have enough closet space. So this is some of the things that you can do. Number one, start by sorting and discarding. I love this one. You need to go through your closet periodically and dispose or donate the shoes, clothes, and accessories you no longer wear. In fact, this week, I dropped off 14 large garbage bags filled with clothes and accessories for a client of mine. I dropped them off to Housing Works, which I happen to love Housing Works here in New York City. Number two, hang efficiently. Group all the long-hanging items together, long dresses, coats in one section of the closet, and your shorter hanging in the other. This is going to help you to create functionality. Sounds simple? Wait until you do it. It's going to make a world of difference. Another thing that you can do is turn to deep storage. You know, the clothes that you wear maybe only in certain seasons or for certain occasions, those can all be stored in plastic bins or garment bags in another storage area or part of the house. Or if you have a particularly tall closet, bins near the ceiling would be great too, really up high, things that you don't have to access on a daily basis. Even if you have enough space in your closet and drawers, it's easy for everything to get disorganized. It just happens. So a couple of things that I want you to remember or to think about is, number one, fold and stack smart. You want to take into account the dimensions of your drawers and fold your clothes accordingly. Sounds simple. Use containers, especially if it comes to jewelry. You want to sort by category, rings, necklaces, bracelets. And of course, you want to keep the pieces that you use most frequently or daily accessible. Number three, please keep in mind that the clutter could be concealing not only items that need to be handy, but also those that you no longer use. So let's clear that clutter. One other thing. Focus on what to keep at first rather than what to toss. Think about filling your closet with items you love and feel fabulous in. If something is just so-so, you'll probably never wear it. Try it on if you want to. If it feels good and fabulous, of course, keep it. And if it just feels like, you know what? It's really not worth the closet real estate. So send it along. Along with that, you might consider asking yourself three questions. Do I love it? Do I wear it? And does it project the image I want to project? Once you've sorted through and organized your closet, of course, maintenance is the key. Some of the maintenance tips would be, always return your laundered or dry cleaned items to the correct place. Put them back where they came from. Make sure you go through your drawers periodically. That's always a good one. When hanging clothes you've just worn, always empty the pockets. And you know what? Fasten the top button of those shirts and blouses, especially if they're silk, because they will fall off the hanger. Unless you're using the hangers with the velvet on them, and then they should stay put. So there you go. Again, if you need some additional information, tips, ideas, projects, solutions, download a copy of the Home Organizing Workbook. You're really going to enjoy it. I know I love it. Anyway, I just got an email just came in here. Let me just check this. Okay, I'm going to read this. Oh, so sweet, such sweetness. Hi, Meryl. This is Tom. We met yesterday at the gallery on Madison Avenue. I want to drop you a line to tell you how the removal of certain objects from my life, like a jigsaw puzzle, went tonight, and to say thank you. How sweet. I got rid of a bag of stuff, for starters, that made I realized me unhappy, and I already feel a lot better. That makes me feel so good. It feels as though there is more space where I live, and therefore in my mind. Oh, I love that. I feel, well, more in control. Thank you for the advice. It's so interesting how psychologically we hold on to the meanings of certain things. Thank you so, so much for the advice. I'm going to continue to do this more as well as investigate some of your work. It was lovely meeting you, and you were very sweet. Oh, that is just lovely. Thank you so much. That is just great. I love hearing from clients and people I met, and this is all so true and so wonderful. If I have to say it, I repeat it all the time, that we need to get rid of the clutter in our lives because it is so overwhelming and difficult to deal with. So anyway, as we move along here, just waiting for Carson. He's on his way here. I can't wait for him to be here and to get that going. And then later on in the show, a good friend of mine, Tisha Collette, is here, and she owns several very fancy schmancy designer resale shops. So we're going to talk about all of that and how you might be able to go through your wardrobe and get rid of some of the things that you have and actually make money on them. So that is all a really good thing. So what we're going to do is I want to go back a little bit and give you a couple of more tips on organizing the bedroom. And you know what? Let's do a little bit with your drawers, because you know, even if you don't have enough drawer space, that actually is one issue. But if you have plenty of drawer space, which is a possibility, but everything is in disarray, there are things that you can also do. And one of the things that you can do is to containerize and protect. You know, I like to put like stockings and pantyhose in Ziploc bags, believe it or not. I like separating them into color. You know, usually we have black or beige, and separate them. It just makes it easier to find. Anyway, it's time for us to just take a quick break, and I'll be right back in about 35 seconds.
Each week, you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Meryl Starr on Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. And I believe Carson Kressley is in the house. Hey, Carson.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am great, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm pretty fantastic. Just I'm excited to talk to you today. I'm all about organizing, and I'm in the mood because it's spring and it's time to, you know, kind of switch over the wardrobe, and the weather's changing, and it's all good.
Absolutely. Listen, the first thing I have to do is I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you. Because if you remember, you were the one that recommended me to go on to Queer Eye.
Right.
Do you remember?
I did, because I met you somewhere at some kind of event before, and we like hit it off. And,
yes.
Thought you'd be
how much
to
do
show.
I love? Yes. How much do I love you? Fran and I went to the party. We met all of you guys. And
right.
For some reason, you and I, if you remember that night, remember we were downstairs? It was like really dark down there. Remember?
Right.
And you and I hit it off. And before I knew it. It was maybe a couple of months later I got a call from the people, you know, from Queer Eye asking me to come on. And
right.
It was so incredible for me. And I'm sure I thanked you, but I'm thanking you again because it was just a great experience. The show
sure.
was at its hottest at that point. And it was great for me. It was great for my career. It was great for everything. And, of course, the clip still sits on my website. So thank you.
Oh,
thank
good.
You. Love you.
You are so welcome. I just, you know, people need your service, so we wanted to share it.
Yeah, it was great. It was really, really great. So have you spoken to those guys? Are you guys, you know, in touch with all of them still?
I am, yeah. I mean, I just went to the Kentucky Derby with Jay, which was super fun.
Oh,
so we're still pretty close. And,
wow, that was some race.
It was really exciting. And it's fun going there just to see the clothes and, you know, go to parties. And people are so hospitable down there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Tom in High Point, North Carolina, during his furniture launch. He has a new book out.
Oh, he does.
He does, yeah. He bought a great old lake house in Skaneateles, New York, and he redid the whole thing, obviously, from tip to toe, and he did a book about it. So
wow.
That was pretty exciting. And
I have to
Ted,
call
course,
him.
You have to. And Ted, of course, is here in the city and hosting Chopped on the Food Network.
Yes.
So we get to see everybody except Kyan. Kyan's out of state, actually back in school, studying like religion or something like that. Getting his, you know, degree in like religious studies. So
nice.
Everybody's doing great and doing their own thing.
Oh, that's so great. You know, I watched the closing, you know, of the show the other day. It was just the whole thing was so hot, the show. It really was. And it's so cute because the show fades out with your gorgeous face.
It does, right? How funny is that?
I know. It's great. It's great. Oh, I have to tell you, did you see the tweet we got yesterday from Barbara?
No, from which Barbara?
Okay, so listen, Barbara Barna. Do you know Barbara Barna? She's a friend of mine.
Oh, Barbara Barna, yes. She was the original casting director who found all of us for Queer Eye.
Yep, so listen to this. So yesterday she tweeted to both of us.
Right.
She said, two of my favorite people doing the Lord's work.
Exactly.
I mean, how lovely.
She's the best.
She really is. She's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That I saw that and I was like, man, you know, that's just great. That's just great. So you know, your birthday is 11/11, isn't it?
It is.
That's my partner Gary's birthday. That is such a great birthday. It's like everything is always in divine order for you.
Hey, except my closet.
Ah.
That's not always in divine order, but yeah, I think it's a good birthday, and I think there's some, like, magic behind it because, like, the whole 11/11 thing, you know, when you see 11/11, you're supposed to, like, make a wish or whatever. So
totally.
It seems a little charmed.
Totally, totally. I'm definitely coming over to do the closets.
You have to.
Yeah, let's make a time after the show because that'll be great. We'll have a really good time doing that. That'll be excellent. So we'll talk about that later. But so much to talk about. Listen, how was the commencement address?
That was pretty amazing.
I worked with
Philadelphia University is this great college, obviously in Philly, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and I've done a bunch of programs with them. I talked to entering students about careers in the fashion arena. I've done a scholarship for them. They're just a really, really great institution, and the leadership there. The guy who runs the school, his name is Dr. Steven Spinelli, and he founded, he's an entrepreneur, he's not even a fashion guy, but he's infused the school with such a spirit of entrepreneurship, and that fashion can kind of take you anywhere, and you don't have to just, you know, be a designer, you can be in fashion PR, or you could be in development, or you could be in all kinds of different, you know, facets of the fashion world, and he came from the business world. I think he franchised many different companies, and he franchised like Meineke and Jiffy Lube, and just, you know, tons of great businesses that he kind of took public. So I just love the spirit of the place. And they asked me to give the commencement address about 6 months ago, and I thought, wow, that's a real honor. I want to really think about this and write something great and inspire students. And I tried to think about, you know, when I graduated 22 years ago and wrote something I thought was pretty good. And then, of course, in the true college spirit, I kind of read it at the night before. And it was really, really great. It was well received. And then as part of that, I received an honorary doctorate, which I thought they'd just be like, okay, you're a doctor, bye. But it was kind of like a big ceremony, and they like hood you, and you wear the big cap and the gown. And it was pretty cool.
Wow, that is awesome. Congrats on that. That is just so great. What did you tell them? What was like your message?
My my message was really about being themselves and following their passion. You know, I kind of recounted, you know, my graduation speech, and I went to Gettysburg College, and we had this fantastic speaker. His name was Noam Chomsky, and he was like a Harvard psycholinguist. I don't even know what a psycholinguist does, but
I know, right?
He'd written many, many books, and he was fantastic, but I really didn't remember his message, so I tried to just be like, look, here's all you need to know. Do what you love, and everything else will fall into place, because I remember when I was graduating, I was like, gosh, I hope I can make enough money, and I hope I can do this. And all of it, looking back, was, you know, ridiculous, because you just have to really follow your passion and then work really hard. And it all kinds of falls into place. And there are many people who are, you know, uber successful doing really non-traditional things.
What a great message. What a great message. And that was just on Saturday. So, wow. So much going on. So what else is going on with you? Let's see. You've done so many things. You're just so out there.
I know.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous that you just, you keep going, whether it's the clothing line or being on Dancing with the Stars or Carson Nation. I mean, it's just wonderful how you, you're just in constant motion.
Well, I, you know, I prescribe to the Shatner School of Entertainment, which is, you know, say yes to everything. And I get to do a lot of really different, interesting things, whether it's like a cameo in a movie or my clothing collection, or, you know, I'm working on possibly launching an interiors collection. I just really, any opportunity, I really try to explore. And if it seems like a good fit, I try and do it. So,
And that's
true. I think that's kept me busy.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we all need to do that. Just whatever somebody does ask you, why not go for it? You know, enjoy it, experience it, you know, take the fear out of it and just have fun.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is, you know, I think a lot of people are held back by fear. And I just, you know, a lot of times I've probably done some things I probably shouldn't have done. But, you know, it's not like it's going to kill you. And you just do it and, you know, get the most out of it. So
And you know what the thing is, Carson? There really aren't any shoulds, because we always learn things from all those experiences. So even if it was an unpleasant experience or maybe not as exciting, there's always something at the back end that we learn.
Right, exactly. So I try to keep that in mind.
So I'm thinking it's time to talk a little fashion.
Okay. I'm thinking you're right.
Yeah. Tell me what's going on. Tell us. What are the current trends that are going on out there?
Well, I actually design a fashion line for Shop NBC. So we're getting ready to launch our summer collection this Saturday. I'll be on Shop NBC all day long. It's kind of our spring fashion day.
Shop and NBC. Okay, because we want to make sure that everybody can check that out. Okay.
Shop NBC. You can go to shopnbc.com, or you can watch the Shop NBC channel on your TV.
Okay.
But basically, we're talking about all the trends for as we move into summer, if it ever gets here.
I know. Can you imagine?
Which is, you know, giving things a feminine edge. So you're still going to see lots of things that have lace that have illusion panels that have cutouts.
What's illusion panels? Like see-through?
Yeah, like a little bit. Maybe it looks like there's like a nude panel there, but it's really, you know, it's really just some different lighter colored fabric that creates that illusion.
Oh, sexy.
But cutouts and lace panels, those things. And those are great because I think, you know, looking great is about having a little contrast going on.
Mm-hmm.
It could be as simple as, you know, wearing something blousy on top with something skinny on the bottom or vice versa, or wearing like a rugged jean with a lace, you know, a boho kind of lace top. It's the most interesting looks are always ones that have a little bit of that tension of like feminine and masculine or soft and pretty with, you know, something a little bit more rugged and rough. So you're going to see a lot of that. Color, which I'm thrilled about, I love color, is, you know, still a huge trend. And we saw tons of color blocking last summer.
I know. Could we just stop? What is the color blocking? Is it just, what is that exactly?
Well, color blocking is really, you know, just basically, you know, pairing two very strong colors together. So it could be a bright aqua with a bright coral. It could be Kelly green with a beautiful, you know, kind of cobalt blue.
I got you.
It's just two strong colors together. I think we're seeing less of that actually for this summer, and most designers are showing strong color, but it's more head to toe. So it might be, you know, a pale coral sweater set with a brighter coral pant, or it might be, you know, a sky blue, you know, t-shirt with a pastel, you know, sky blue jean. So it's more tonal and more head to toe.
I gotcha.
Which is like, still fun and actually easier to wear for a lot of people because it's not going to chop you into two distinct pieces. That was the one thing about color blocking is that, you know, when you wear a contrasting top and bottom, you can really, you know, see the two different parts of the body. And for a lot of women, that's not great. You want to kind of just, you know, not focus on that waistline or not, you know, focus on the bust line and show how different those two areas are.
Right, right. And of course...
Yeah. And then what else are some of the trends we're seeing? I mean, you know, embellished accessories and with gold details. I did the International Eyewear Show, and they even had, you know, sunglasses that had studs around the eyepiece. And,
love.
You know, handbags, accessories, shoes. Still seeing a lot of those metallic treatments and gold studs and gold embellishments. So gold is really kind of the accessory color of the season.
Wow, that's interesting. It's coming back.
It is, yeah. Remember like the 80s and everything was
yes.
gold? Yes. And we had teased bangs and...
Oh, my. I had
hoop earrings.
So much gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Bring it back.
No wonder why my daughter was wearing this gorgeous gold necklace. And I was like, gee, when is that from? The 80s? And, you know, she's
yeah.
only 25. But she looked gorgeous in it. She's so fashion forward. My
yeah,
daughter,
gold,
she's...
Gold
I kind of miss that jean. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Wow. So, you know, another thing is I think that, you know, people wonder, like, what's worth spending money on?
Right. I mean, I always tell women especially that, you know, build a wardrobe of great, you know, beautifully made things, probably the best you can afford. When it comes to, you know, great shoes, that's a great investment. You're, you know, standing in them 8 hours a day. It's kind of like, you know, when people tell people to invest in a good bed because they sleep in it 8 hours a day.
So true.
Same thing goes for your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're cared for properly, you can have things resold. They can last for a really, really long time. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that's worth it. And then your great basics, you know, your little black dress.
Right.
You know, tailored blazers, jeans that make you look and feel amazing or I think are worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are all your basics, you know, your solids and your building blocks, your jackets, your jeans, your dresses. And then everything else, I think, you can really do very inexpensively. And we're so lucky now. There are so many resources like Zara, Forever 21, H&M,
yeah.
Uniqlo,
mm-hmm.
Or discount places like Century 21 or TJ Maxx or any of those places. You can really get fun things that are great layering pieces that you can throw in, printed T-shirts, cute little accessories,
mm-hmm.
Inexpensive bangles, great scarves. Those things can really just kind of elevate your basics and make them look fashion forward.
And then I
when
love
those
that.
Trends are over, mm-hmm. you know, and if you've worn like a $25 shirt from H&M for a season and it started to wear out or it's kind of off trend, you don't feel bad about either giving it away or recycling it or, you know, if it's totally worn out, throwing it away.
That's so true. I love that. That's really great. And, you know, it's also, you know, how much money can we all spend on clothes? And those stores are absolutely great. And the products, you're right, are good. And as long as we start out with, you know, good basics, like you said, the jeans, the shoes, the blazers, you know, to accessorize with all these things, it's just great and fun and easy.
Yeah, I think it's, I think we're really lucky. I think now more than ever, you know, after the economy went south,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people weren't, you know, you'd go to a store and be like, I'm not spending $300 on a shirt.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Those other retailers have really filled the gap. And I think that's one of the good things about it is now we have a different perspective about where you can get great things.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And, you know, I remember, I think you were on GMA, I think it was last year. And like you said, you know, also, try shopping in your closet or your partner's closet. You know,
right.
Is that something that is still, you know, for today?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think one of the greatest things, too, I think we all get kind of uninspired about our closets and may look, you know, things in there might look old or shabby or,
mm-hmm.
you know, stayed to us. But if you actually, you know, call a friend, like your best girlfriend and have her come over and do like a little closet swap and, you know, maybe take some things from her and she takes some things from you. Your friends that are seeing it with a fresh eye might be really inspired and be like, wow, this is really beautiful. Can I borrow it? And you might feel the same way about some of their things. And sometimes it's just about having a fresh perspective. Your friend could say, why don't you wear this top with, you know, these printed jeans that look totally new?
Oh, I love it. You know what? The closet swap is such a great idea. I'm going to do it. I'm inviting you. That's such a fun thing.
I don't think we're the same size. I'm not going to be able to fit into your
top. No, I'm inviting you to come over with the girls.
Okay. You can even have a, I've even seen where, you know, there's like a, like seasonally you can have kind of like a closet clean out party.
Yeah.
And each of your girlfriends, you know, granted if they're the same size,
mm-hmm.
they bring like, you know, 5 items to swap and you bring 5 items and everybody leaves kind of with a little new wardrobe.
I think it's so great and so fun. And you're with your friends and,
right.
you know, it's like a whole party night, you know. So
exactly.
that's a great, great, great idea. Oh, geez. You know what? I'm actually just got an email. Let me read this. I think this one's for you.
Okay,
wait 1 second. This is from Linda from Westchester. She says she's been married for 33 years and wants to know if you have any tips on how to keep the spark going or what are some tips for staying sexy and useful when you're over the age of 50.
I was going to give my universal answer, which is margaritas.
Love.
And I'm kidding. Well, first of all, Linda, congratulations. 33 years is quite an accomplishment. And I think you must, you know, be really in love with your partner to, like, stick it out for that long. But I think keeping it fresh, I'm not a great person to give advice because, like, I don't even have a boyfriend, but...
we got to work on that.
I think the most fun time of a relationship is when it's new and when you're young and you're doing things that you don't do once you settle into, like, the groove of being in a relationship. So I think having a date night, and they don't have to be expensive. I have a neighbor, and she's, like, 65, and her husband's 73, and they're both retired now. And they have a date day. And, like, literally, I talked to her last night, and she was like, where should we go for our date day?
Oh.
And they're going to go see, possibly get, like, off-price tickets to go see Pippin.
That's
or one of
so
the
funny.
Broadway shows.
That's great. That is wonderful.
Or they go to museums. So I think it's just, you know, keeping it special. Like, you're, you know, always still courting each other.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. That's great, great, great advice. Oh, wait, I keep getting all these emails. Wait, let me just pick another one. Wait.
Okay,
this one's from Melissa from Elizabeth. I don't even know where that is in New York. But she's a stay-at-home mom of three, and she wants to know how to stay fashionable and hip with the daily stresses of being a mom. Good question.
That's a good one. I think that, you know, having a uniform is kind of a great way, you know, and it might be whatever she feels like most comfortable or most stylish in. It could be, you know, jeans, a great kind of, you know, relaxed, easy, washable V-neck T-shirt, a great little blazer, and then a scarf. I think tailored pieces over really comfy pieces, like a blazer over jeans and T-shirts, and a great shoe. And it can still be a flat, you know, like a ballet flat or a sandal. Those things work really hard. They're comfortable. The cotton T-shirt is really easy to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You pop the blazer on, maybe great sunglasses and a fun bag, and you still look pulled together when you're picking the kids up. But when you get home, you take the blazer off, and you're in your T-shirt and jeans, essentially.
Great. That's so fabulous. Great idea. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Do you think that really most people can wear flats? I mean, can anybody wear them?
I think it is. They are hard to wear. It depends on, you know, your body type and everything. But even like a little kitten heel is pretty comfortable and easy to wear.
It
kind of changes your whole attitude. So that's something. And also, I probably, even for like busy mom, dresses, I didn't talk about that when we were talking about trends, but they're kind of like the key piece for summer. And I think for a bunch of years, we kind of walked away from dresses. Dressy and not, you know, for every day. But I think women are rediscovering how easy they are. And the wrap dresses and the maxi dresses for spring, they look sophisticated, but they're really comfortable and really easy because when you pop them on, you're kind of done. It's not about coordinating.
You're right.
You know, grab great accessories and you're out the door.
They're classics. The wrap dresses are just
classic, and they're easy to take care of. They're easy to wear. They're in a comfortable kind of like a silk nylon or a silk cotton, and they're really comfy.
Totally. You know, another thing you mentioned, and I think it's good for people to hear out there, is the idea board for outfits.
Yeah, I mean, I think inspiration is really important, and we can all kind of get in a rut with our wardrobes. So
yes.
You know, being educated about what's going on. There's so many great blogs out there. There are so many great magazines, InStyle, Bazaar, I think are very useful because they just show you how to put things together. And also Pinterest. I'm a big Pinterest fan. And it's a great community for sharing ideas for parties and organization and wardrobe and decorating. And I'm just, you know, I'm a little bit addicted. I'll get home from like work and it's like 2 a.m. and I'll start pinning. People are like, why are you up at 3 pinning? I'm just like, I'm just trying to relax.
I know. I'm going to start Pinterest too. I know my assistant Chelsea, who I'm so grateful for, is getting me onto that. So I think that'll be fun. So I'll probably be joining you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's really fun. You're going to love it.
I'm looking forward to that. But this has just been so great, Carson. You know, so many things. I, you know, the books that you have out there are so great. You're Different. That's super. And there's a third one. Is there a third one?
Yeah, there are three. Off the Cuff is kind of a guide to dressing guys or dressing the men that you love. And then You're Different, That's Super is the kids' book about really, you know, it was before – everyone raised awareness about bullying, which is, you know, a big issue, but it's really just about, you know, being proud of your differences. And I think that's what, you know, ultimately a lot of people find their strengths in their differences. So it was really fun to do. And I got to do all the book readings and kids groups and it was just great.
Just
I think
awesome.
They're all on Amazon.
Yes, they're all on Amazon. You're Different. That's Super.
Follow me on Twitter. Go to my website, and it, you know, has a lot of information about the clothing collection and style tips and Pinterest, too. Follow my Pinterest boards because people share so many great ideas that way.
That's so great. Yeah, we all need to get followed on Twitter and Pinterest and all that because it really keeps everybody up on what's happening and connected. You know, we're all connected, and it's just another way to stay with each other, and it's really wonderful. One almost final question: are you involved in with Housing Works at all?
I have not. I've been to a bunch of their events, and they do
amazing
work.
I don't
work directly with them, like on their board or anything, but that's another great tip too. You know, they do great work with all of these thrift shops across the city.
Yeah.
And you know, the profits go to great causes throughout New York City, and you can find amazing things. We didn't talk about consignment stores, but that's another great resource if you live in a big city. Almost everyone has a phenomenal resale store or consignment or thrift store where you can get really. What I love about them is that you kind of get a one of a kind piece that nobody else has.
I know, which is great.
And if you don't live in a big city, you can always, you know, do eBay or Etsy. There are great resources. And now they're so, they're verified by other customers and other shoppers who really can give you some confidence that if you buy something online, you're going to get it on time. It's going to be how it was represented. And you can really have some confidence about it.
It's so true. And it's so funny because my next guest, who is a good friend of mine, Tisha Collette, she owns Collette's on Madison. And it's an unbelievable designer retail shop. She's going to be on, in a couple of minutes. So that's great that we mentioned that. But this has just been just so wonderful. I'm so glad that we connected and you came on to the show. And you're amazing. You're just absolutely amazing. And
thank you.
And I really appreciate it. I can't wait to come over and go through the closet and get you organized.
We
got to take care
of
those shoes. Yeah, we're going to do that. Let's do that in the next couple of weeks so we can get you feeling good going into the spring, get rid of some of the clutter, and get you organized.
Well, my agent once told me that if your closet and your checkbook aren't organized, your life isn't organized.
Totally. Yes.
I really believe that, and it just you feel so much more in control and effective and efficient when things are in the right place.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to take care of that for you, so you're feeling fabulous. And,
thank you.
I love you, love you, love you.
Well, thank you. Right back at you, Meryl.
All right, babe. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye, honey. All right. Well, that was great. If we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Each week, you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Welcome back. Wow, that was so great. This is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. And I am here with my next guest, Tisha Collette. Tish, are you here? Tish? Wow, I don't understand why I'm not hearing her. Well, anyway, that was just absolutely fabulous. With Carson and having him here. How spectacular is he? Anyway, let me just try to pick up Tish one more time. Otherwise, I'm going to try to call her. Tish, are you there? Well, anyway, I'm going to call her. Let's see. I'm going to call a guest. This is the first time that I am doing this. But let's see. You know, it's all about... Okay, one second. Oh, she could be calling on the landline. Okay, wait, let me check that out. No. Let me check this. Tish? Tish, is that you? Hello? Tish, is that you? Hello?
Yes, this is me.
Ah! Okay, hey. You're calling on another number. How are you, girlfriend?
Good, how are you?
Good. What a great intro. The last thing Carson said was we were talking about designer retail shops.
Yeah, I was listening to that. That was great.
Wasn't that great?
Yes, it was.
So gorgeous, girlfriend. Tell us about the shops. There's one on Madison, one in Southampton.
Yep.
And?
Well, we have our newest shop that we're so excited about is on Madison Avenue at 92nd Street. And it really is sort of my best work yet, I think, you know, is the way I look at it. And then I have, I've been in business 12 years. And mm-hmm. in Southampton, that was my first store on 89 Jobs Lane. We've moved from there since then, and we're now at 22 Main Street in Southampton. And that's kind of a high-end designer consignment store. It mirrors Madison Avenue a little bit, you know, but we mm-hmm. tend to look a little more towards casual beach designer in the summer where the city's a little more serious. And we have the bargain, Colette's Basement, which is basically where everything goes after it's been in the stores for a certain amount of time. That's a really fun place to go and absolutely find, like, I mean, you can find all kinds of things down there. Chanel, Pucci, wonderful, like, kind of, and all of it's been marked down. And then we have a home consignment on Hampton Road, 25 Hampton Road, which is men's, women's vintage and furniture. And it's a really fun kind of very urban store. And, you know, we get a lot of like hipsters in there and we have a lot of really fun things. And the men's consignment's really popular. So that's all in Southampton. So there's three in South. And then I have Sag Harbor, which is on Main Street near the movie mm-hmm. theater. And that's kind of just sort of a well-curated collection of designer pieces that are a little more bohemian, a little bit more funky, and I feel like that kind of suits the town a little bit. So that's kind of where each store does.
Love. Well, I haven't visited Southampton, but I'm sure I will be there within the next, you know, month or so, or for sure this summer. But I have to tell everybody that Madison Avenue is absolutely unbelievable. Unless you read the sign or knew, you would not think it was a resale shop. I don't.
Right.
Everything looks. I've been in there. I touched the clothes. I touched the shoes, the jewelry. Everything is just so pristine.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So I said to myself, well, maybe she just says, you know, you can only consign here if you've never worn the items. I mean,
right.
They're just gorgeous.
If an item has any sign of wear, it really doesn't go in the stores. The bargain basement might take it. You know what I mean? We're
mm-hmm,
really
mm-hmm.
picky about what we take. We do take from the highest of high end to sort of the middle ground. We love like Elizabeth and James. We'll take some Theory. We'll do some Ellie Tahari. We like some bridge lines. We people love that stuff. We do huge
mm-hmm.
denim. We have all kinds of jeans and fun things. So we do casual, but we have the different stores that bring it, you know what I mean, kind of all together. So
yeah.
The stores kind of, you know, each store can kind of feature its own thing.
Right. It's great. I mean, it's magnificent. So if you're here in New York City, I suggest everybody go and take a visit and look around because it is so beautiful. But let's say there are people out there that, you know, they want to consign, but, you know, mm-hmm. they don't know what do I do. How do they get involved in this?
Well, basically, like Carson said, there's probably a good consignment store in everyone's town.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can seek out and research them. You can go to the one in your neighborhood if there is one. You can come to me since I'm everywhere. But
mm-hmm.
we have, it's really simple. I mean, you basically need to go through your closet. And again,
right.
we also offer a service that we come over to your house. We work with you a little bit in conjunction with cleaning out closets. We'll take some consignment in. But what we make house calls if you're sitting there staring at your closet and you can't get started. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can help you get started also. But
right.
if you,
you
know
and
what
me
you
both.
Want to get rid of. Exactly. But if you know what you want to get rid of, you bring in we prefer if you keep it under 25 items each time you drop off, but you can drop off 25 items today, and then you can bring another tomorrow, but it's just
right.
it's easier for us to process. So
right.
bring in your items. We'll go through them.
You can go into any store during store hours. There's always somebody there who can accept consignment. They'll give you an idea of what we'll take. They'll give you a rough idea of what we price it at. I always oversee everything in terms of the final price and the final location. But it's really honestly as easy as that. And if you live out of state and you want to consign with us in particular, you can go to my website, you can download the forms, and you can ship it over to the office.
Give that to us, please, the website.
It's ColetteConsignment.com.
Let's spell that. CoLetteConsignment,
consignment.com.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. So it really is easy.
Yeah.
And
really
it feels
easy.
Great. It feels great because, like, as I said before, these are the items that you're no longer wearing. They don't fit. You know, they're not for you anymore. So why not consign them? And then what about, you know, the money? How does all that work?
Well, when you start selling, as you sell, the checks go out. And, I mean, you can also use it as – it's funny. A lot of the women that live locally around my stores love to shop my stores. If you're a consignor, you're usually also a buyer. So a lot of times women will just turn that into money to buy new stuff. So what's great is that you've taken this old dress from your closet and you bring it into the store, you turn it into cash, and you walk out with something totally new, totally fun, which is kind of nice because after a couple summers, you know, usually you're pretty tired of looking at that same summer dress. So that's always a fun thing to do.
I know. We should do that swap at the shop on Madison that Carson was talking about. Get a bunch of our girlfriends together and do a whole clothing swap if you want to. We could always talk about that later, but that was such a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun. We've done some things like that.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I was wondering, when did, like, resale shopping become so popular? Because it's huge right now. It really is.
Yeah, it's really taken off, I would say, in the last 6 years, 5 to 6 years, honestly. It really, before that, it was kind of a sort of an unknown, kind of not understood business. It wasn't really thrift, but what was it? And I remember when I opened 12 years ago, it was like people would come in and they'd be like, well, this is somebody else's stuff, and I don't know if I can do that. But somehow if they went to a thrift store, it was more acceptable that they, you know, were buying something that maybe somebody had sort of donated. But when people actually started wanting to sell their own items and actually try to recoup some money, you know, that they've spent on shopping, it was a little bit, I think, harder for people to understand. But now I think it's very well understood, and now it's just booming. And, I mean, everybody wants to get rid of stuff, and they know they can. No more, you know, the days of handing bags over to your cleaning lady are over.
Totally. Yeah. It makes it easier for people to let go. That's what I'm finding with my clients.
Yes.
It's less stress. It's like, wow, you know what? I'm going to give all this away. I paid so much money for it. It's in great condition. But you know what? I'm going to make some money back. It's okay. It really, it makes it a lot easier. So I'm really glad for the popularity because it's making it a lot easier for me.
Yes, it is. Good.
It really is great. Well, this was really wonderful. Just once again, how can people get in touch with you? Could we give a number or do you want to give the website?
The best way to get in touch with us is you can email me at Colette@ColetteConsignment.com.
Okay.
So that's CoLetteConsignment.com. Or you can, that's really the best way if you want to get in touch. Go into any one of the stores anytime. Stop in, see the stores, pick up, some information about how to consign. But it's really very simple.
Excellent.
And on the website, there's also a list of all the stores, all the addresses, all the phone numbers of all the stores. So that would be a really easy way.
Perfect. You're so organized, girlfriend.
You have to be in this business.
Yes, totally. Well, Colette, thank you. Tish, I'm calling you Colette.
No problem.
Thank you so, so much for being here this morning. It's certainly, you're lovely. The shops are beautiful. And I congratulate you on the work that you're doing to help, get things out of people's closets and get them some money. And offer a variety of things to a variety of people. It really is wonderful.
Right. Well, thanks, Meryl. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So thank you. And I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Wow, what a great show that was. It really was. Thank you so much, Carson and Tish, for being here, sharing your ideas, tips, and thanks to all of you for tuning in, for listening live, for downloading. I really appreciate all of you out there. It's just great. It really is great. So, thanks again for being here. And each week I focus on real issues with real people. So if you need to make a change in any aspect of your life, you're in the right place. As always, I look forward to hearing from you, whether it's email, the phone. I love hearing your stories. I love getting your emails and notes. I love your thoughts. Always, questions are always welcome. And, oh, another thing I decided, I'm going to be giving away a free one-hour consultation via Skype or over the phone. And all you need to do is visit MerylStarr.com, hit the contact tab, and fill in the form, give me your name, your email address, and tell me why you should win the free one-hour consultation. I'm so excited for that. I can't wait to read all of the stories and pick the one lucky winner. Don't forget, as a reminder, check out Home Organizing and Personal Organizing, their e-books. Again, they're filled with fabulous information, and they're available on Amazon. And for continued tips and ideas, please follow me on various social media platforms, Twitter, which is at Meryl Starr. I have a Facebook fan page, Meryl Starr, Let's Get Organized. LinkedIn is great. And also check out some of my YouTube videos, all fun and available to everybody. If you would like someone you know to hear this week's or any week's show, they are available on my Blog Talk Radio homepage. So keep listening as we tackle life situations and learn how to remove the clutter in every aspect of our lives. My goal is to help you make a positive change in your life. Tune in each week as I focus on you. Until next time, keep it simple.
Each week you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Hey.